Professor Tulio D'Oliveira says the Director General of the World Health Organization said it best when recently complimenting the South African team on their identification of the 501Y.V2 variant.
You need to know your enemy so you can fight that well. So it's very important to know, even if our enemy is a much more transmissible virus, yeah?
The Brazilian-born genomics scientist is a specialist in analyzing sequences of genes for the KwaZulu-Natal Research Innovation and Sequencing Platform in Durban. He says the discovery of the variant means South Africa is now a leader in genomic surveillance, which could help the world better combat diseases.
This kind of discovery in South Africa was done faster than anywhere else in the world. We could discover this variant within weeks of getting the first sample that we could identify a very unusual cluster. But the way...
Key to unraveling the mystery of the new variant, says D'Oliveira, was cooperation between his team, the South African government, the Africa Centres for Disease Control, and British scientists who'd identified another variant in the UK.
We also follow a strong tip from our clinicians that are seeing a very fast increase of cases in the Eastern Cape. And this collaboration between clinicians and scientists is very important to act quick.
He says it was very difficult for him and his colleagues to meet with President Cyril Ramaphosa to reveal how serious the new variant was.
How do you say to your president that now you have discovered a much faster variant that is going to completely overwhelm your health system within weeks? That was not easy. What was also not easy was not easy to be like, have to defend both in the media, but also attacks from other health ministers in the world about and try to say that we have the worst variant in the world, when our main objective was to be very transparent and do very high level science. Yeah.
D'Oliveira is referring to British Health Secretary Matt Hancock, who late last year appeared to blame South Africa for a spike in infections in the UK. Hancock, like many around the world, called 501Y.V2 the South African variant. The co-leader of the country's scientific response to the pandemic, Salim Abdul Karim, says this term suggests blame and is discriminatory.
Please let's not call it the South African variant. Just like, you know, we don't want to call the B117 variant the UK variant. There are variants across the world. And even if they found in one country, we don't even know if that's where they originated from. And they will rapidly spread to many countries.
The epidemiologist says the variant first isolated in the UK has been detected in more than 50 countries.
The 501YV2 variant is already available in more than 10 countries. Just like how we objected when the US president called SARS-CoV-2 the China virus, we should not call this variant by its country. We should call it by its name.
D'Oliveira warns that more COVID-19 variants may emerge that are better able to evade immune responses, potentially causing a third and even a fourth wave of the pandemic in South Africa, even if vaccines are available. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.